From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Empty storefronts are not a good look. A new program in Fort Lauderdale is inviting artists to move into some empty stores. It's a quid pro quo. Artists need affordable studios, and property owners are looking for people who can make a space beautiful, attract new renters, and keep people walking along Las Olas Boulevard. WLRN's Katie Switalski tells us how it works.
The number one thing that every artist craves but can't necessarily get is natural light. So these windows just really touched me.
Rosanna Kalis just set up a new studio space in the front corner of 914 East Las Olas Boulevard. She's the first artist to rent 300 square feet in a storefront that was sitting empty.
As soon as I came in, I set my easel up right next to the window, and I could see myself just sort of painting by the window.
She listens to music while she works. She's drawing on fabric for a friend who's a fashion designer.
I prefer to do large-scale acrylic paintings. I think the overall umbrella would be abstract expressionism. I also do a lot of sort of freestyle, freehand paint marker, Sharpie drawing. Very stream of consciousness. I grew up in a very traditional Korean household, which is part of the reason why I wasn't quite encouraged to become an artist day one. We had really elegant Korean calligraphy and traditional paintings around the house, and so those would be a lot of my influences.
Kalis moved to Fort Lauderdale almost 10 years ago. It's her husband's hometown. She worked in finance and commercial real estate. About a year ago, she quit to be an artist full time. She's worked in a different studio and from home.
So my husband is really upset with that sometimes because I just tend to take over the space and stain walls and carpet. So I'm so thankful to have a space with some freedom that I can do my thing in.
This used to be the New River Fine Art Gallery. They moved last November. The gallery owner said it needed renovations, they were getting less foot traffic than they used to, and another space down the boulevard was cheaper. Kalis is not paying market value for the space on Las Olas. That's part of this initiative. Zero Empty Spaces rents Kalis her section of the storefront for $2 per square foot, so $600 a month. That's cheap for this area, but since leaving a corporate career, it's still a lot.
It's a huge risk. I am personally investing my savings into being in this space, so hopefully things will take off.
We use art as a problem solver. There is a shortage of safe, affordable artist studio spaces, but there's no shortage of vacant commercial real estate.
Evan Snow is a co-founder for the marketing and consulting group called Choose 954. He's one of the people who got Zero Empty Spaces started.
I hope I can be here more than just a couple months, obviously.
There is a chance that Kalis and the other artists renting from Zero Empty Spaces will have to pick up and move again. Part of the deal with the property owner is that if a business comes along and wants to pay market rate for this storefront, they get priority over the artists. It's a new, more transparent version of an old story. Artists come in, make a place attractive, and then get priced out.
There has to be a delicate balance. Turning our head and looking the other way, hoping things will get better, is not a model that's going to help anybody.
Zero Empty Spaces is just upfront about it. Leases for artists are set on a month-to-month basis. And Snow says for artists with fluctuating sales, that can be a good thing. And this is what Kalis signed up for.
You know, honestly, I didn't have any sort of real hesitation about it because I'm like, are you kidding me? I can do this for X dollars, and it sounds wonderful. Obviously, we'll see how it goes, but from the outset, I think there is an opportunity for artists and landlords, basically, to figure out a way to coexist.
She hopes people will walk by her easel at that big window all day long. And she hopes she can stay as long as possible.
But if it turns out to be 6 months to a year, et cetera, and I have the opportunity to create something amazing and also engage with people in the community, I mean, that's priceless.
Since Rosanna Kalis moved in, a couple of other artists have set up studios there too. Now, it's even less of an empty storefront. If a business does come in and rent it out, Zero Empty Spaces will move the artists to the next available storefront in the program. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.
The Zero Empty Spaces team will unveil its official grand opening on Las Olas Boulevard this coming Thursday night. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.